I'm Ellie, and you are listening to the Meat and Potatoes Tarot podcast. Welcome, and welcome back to everyone who has been here before. If you've made it this far, then congratulations, you are learning. I know you are, because I've been getting some really positive feedback about how this style of podcast, it's not chatty like so many podcasts, and it might seem kind of studious and organized, and I'm not the most professional podcaster, but I wanted to make sure that I was delivering the information, this podcast, in a way that's going to sink in, so that by the time you've finished listening to everything, you feel as though your time has been well invested. So thank you for all of your positive feedback, and I'm really glad that it's working out well for everyone. Today, we are looking at the Five of Swords. Now, this is a card that you can see has turbulence in it. You can tell from the clouds, but take a look at this fellow who is the larger image of them all. There is something happening there on his face. He's smiling. Why would he be smiling in the middle of some kind of battle? Let's get to the bottom of the Five of Swords. So let's have a look at these first impressions when it comes to the Five of Swords. A young man stands in an alert pose, smiling, and holding two swords upwards against his shoulder and another sword to the ground. He looks backward into the distance where two other men stand with their backs turned and appear to be retreating. In the upright position, the Five of Swords represents conflict, tension, and bullying. In the reverse position, the card represents heightened conflict, upheaval, funeral and mourning, and taking it too far. One of the smallest features of the Five of Swords is also one of the most significant. The larger of the three men is smiling, and it's really quite obvious, regardless of the quality of print that you have, there is a deliberate smile on this person's face. The scene depicts the moment of one man's victory over others, and the battle is likely to have been one in which the smaller men fell victim to a vicious opponent who aimed to dominate and control his environment and anyone in it. They are defeated, or perhaps have surrendered, and have even discarded their swords here on the ground, which now lie on the ground for the victor to claim as his own. The backward glance by the victor, the man who is victorious, demonstrates an absence of dignity. He would rather gloat at the loss of others than concern himself with appearances. For this reason, he possesses an air of arrogance. He points one sword downward to stake his claim and holds two additional swords upward against his shoulder so that they elevate his stature and make him look even bigger than he is. The dark grey clouds stretch across the entire span of water as if to reinforce the tension that brought these men into battle in the first place. In the far distance, a shallow mountainous range is visible. The violet colour of the mountains denotes a mixture of red and blue, which means passion and indifference, respectively. There is a separation of water and solid stone surface on which the men are standing. The water depicts what might have been an emotional trigger for the battle to occur in the first place, but the existence of the stone surface underfoot shows that compassion has no place in this scene. And it's deliberate because it's man-made. The colors that appear in the men's clothing signifies envy, represented by yellow, immaturity, represented by green, energy, passion, will, and wrath, all represented by red. The placement of black and red in the clothing of the defeated men may relate to the bloodiness of the battle, defeat, death, and emotional darkness. Now, going back to these mountains, you'll notice that they have a blackening to them as well. This has to do with the ominousness of the scene. The significance of five in minor arcana, and in particular when it comes to the Five of Swords. The number five represents instability and the conflict that arises from a lack of cohesion. In Chinese numerology, five relates to me, or the focus on one's own ego and singularity. Five of Swords relates to the intellect of conflict and how strategy or planning and tactics, which are methods, can determine who wins not only the battle, but also the war. An intellectual adversary may be calculating and cold, or may be motivated by their own internalized dialogue that justifies winning at any cost. Key messages that appear in Five of Swords relate to recognizing that bullies fight unfairly, conflict is often sparked by misconception or bruised ego, and that the system does not always produce a justice-based outcome. Because the sword suite points to issues of intellect and communication, Five of Swords may also be a reminder to work the system or cut your losses before things go too far. If you were to ask me what I believe the overall theme is for the Five of Swords, I would say the following. Triumph and disaster are balanced on a slender thread, woven from your ability to choose your battles wisely. Enter the wrong battle and you may lose. Enter the right battle and you may lose. But if the battle cannot be avoided, and regardless of whether you win or lose, fight only so far as to release yourself from the battle. Remaining whole and fully restored is your ultimate victory. So that was the Five of Swords. It's quite a message, especially when it comes to the overall theme of the card. Take a look at this bully once again, and the fact that he's gloating at the victory at the expense of others, some of whom may be wounded and are actually retreating. But he's looking as though there's an opportunity for him to inflict more harm if he gets that chance. This is a person who doesn't understand the overall theme of a battle. The point of the battle is to avoid the battle, because you could lose whether you're right or you're wrong. But if you can't avoid the battle, then only fight as long as it takes to get out of the battle. If the world followed that example, the example of the Five of Swords, can you imagine what kind of a world we'd live in today? Wonderful words, and captured in such simple imagery. So that was the Five of Swords. Oh, I got a little chill from that one. It's just so meaningful, and you'd never know unless you're listening to this podcast. How's that for a little plug? So, everyone knows where to find me. I'm on the Ellie Dreams Down Under channel on YouTube. I do a new video every day. All of the videos are free, and it's all about tarot, and I'm always using the Rider-Waite deck. I don't believe in confusing people with lots of different decks. I just use the Rider-Waite, and my Rider-Waite deck are 35 years old. I love them. And you can also find me on KJRA Digital Radio. I have a radio show that airs every Friday night Eastern at 11 p.m. called Human Ascension with Ellie. I'm talking about the level of consciousness, our ascension to a higher level of vibration, and the coming of the age of Aquarius, looking at it from all kinds of angles and some of the signs of what's out there in ancient wisdoms and moving all the way up to current day events. So I do hope that you'll join me there as well. Segments of the Human Ascension with Ellie series will also appear on YouTube, preference being given with early release to my members on Patreon as a thank you for your support. So until next week's episode, I do hope you're enjoying this podcast, and I'll see you next week. Take care.